And so here we are, back on the internet, live radio through BBS in Paradise, California. And here we are being heard, at least optionally possible for everyone worldwide. My name is, first off, Gijs Minderhout. I'm located close to Paradise, California, in a small town named Magalia. And tonight we are gathering and we will be talking about questions and answers that will be provided to our beautiful, beautiful friend, Terry Brown, who is channeling the Ra Group and Elohim Group. I feel blessed to be part of this, and I welcome you all. We also do get together on Sunday mornings, as you probably know, 10 a.m. Pacific through noon, 12 Pacific. Sundays is we used to call it the grid healing call. It is the first hour where Winfrey discusses his topics. Second hour, we do some personal and planetary healing and do always have a live channeling session. We had more people join in here on the conference call. Thank you so much for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Good evening to you, Ron, and thank you also so much for being here.
Hey, Rick, Iowa City.
Hello, my brother Rick. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Pretty good now. Thank you.
All right. That's good to hear. So tonight we will have the questions that are being submitted by the audience taken care of by Wynn and Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. You are Skyping.
Yeah. How do I sound?
You sound decent.
Okay. Usually Skype is better.
Yes, it is better than you, because your phone lately, the last couple of weeks, was lacking in quality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had somebody else join in. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Lane in Sedona.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Wynn, do you know about your sister's whereabouts? I mean, Terry Brown.
Terry's not here?
She's not here.
Well, who wants to volunteer?
Hang on.
I can volunteer, but I can't promise anything.
Same with all of us.
All right. We did have another participant join in on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We do welcome you. I welcome all those folks that are here listening to us through VBS Radio Online. Thank you for waiting. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Prudence in North Carolina.
Hello, Prudence. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Did I hear Terry? Sounded like. Hello, Terry Brown.
Hello. Hello.
We have not talked about you yet.
Okay.
You were waiting for me.
Thank you.
Does the yet mean we will?
Everybody can now say something about Terry.
Terry is one of the two people who's both beautiful on the inside and outside.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
See, it's not me. You're the one who's this way. Not everybody is, but you certainly are. You can thank your parents. I don't care.
And thank yourself. Yeah, I mean, you are just so awesome. And then living in these times and then having, you know, people who are interested in what the services that you are providing, it is just something amazing. And Vin, I'm so grateful that you are doing what you're doing. And it's just awesome to be part of this.
Yeah, he's making
thank
it
you.
Happen.
Yes.
Yeah. The engine.
Both of you are wonderful. Both of you are wonderful. Well, in fact, all of you are.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody on the line is too.
Yes.
All right, the caller just joined in.
Oh, wait a second. I didn't get my chance to say something about it. She's forgetful. She'd forget her head if it wasn't attached to her.
Lots of us are like that.
Her head would probably end up in the seventh dimension. Do you know, with St. Catherine, they cut her head off and used it as a relic.
I know, they still got it on display.
And Catherine was killed?
In Italy somewhere.
No, I don't think she was killed. I just think they wanted a memento of her.
They didn't want to bury her.
You were fairly young, right, when you passed away back then, or not?
Yeah, because I think I figured it out because I lived for about 4 years on the Eucharist and so that I could access spirit more easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to eat food and normal food.
She would have bread and wine with Jim. I mean,
right. Raymond. That's right.
It's really, are we recording yet?
Yeah, not, no, only in BBS.
Okay.
Here, yeah.
Let's get started.
Shall I mute the lines too?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
It is the 20th.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 20th, 2016. Everybody, everywhere, this is our Wednesday conference call where people submit questions. But no one's submitting any questions tonight. You know that? Let me check here. Terry, we can take a night off, huh?
No.
Now, can you look back to last week, or is that too deep away? Because you had a few questions left, I believe.
Yeah, we have some questions, but you know what? If people don't ask them again, then I don't care if anyone asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's why. I'll ask questions.
Nothing like being asked questions from a physicist.
Oh, you know, I want to. There was a song I should have played on Monday or Sunday or Monday, and we don't play it too much. And I probably need to do a more updated demo of it. Did you ever hear Dig the Spaces, Heis?
That is not ringing a bell, no.
It's all about quantum particles. And it was a funny song. I don't know how I wrote those songs. My God. I mean, here I was, hanging out in bars and writing these songs that I didn't even understand. And wait a second. I'm looking for the emails for today. I thought I was a, you know, free.
I don't remember everything that happened last week, but it seemed to me that there was a few questions left over.
Yeah, but if people don't ask them again, then there's not a high intent to have them answered, or they may not be on the line.
Oh.
So, but I'm good at making up questions, so we'll see. I mean, what's that a sign of? It's a sign that, now somebody sent me a, maybe it was a question, but I've been talking to them. I don't know if I should ask that one. Maybe I should. Maybe I should. Maybe she's listening. Okay? I tried answering it. I tried answering it myself. And she emailed me back and said, is this the Elohim?
And you answered yes.
No, it was actually a serious question. But I don't know, a second. We got another question here. Again, I got your question. Hang on. Now, we're really not being quiet now. This is not really empty space. This is tuning into the quantum field.
And we're all thinking.
Yes. Okay. I'm just getting that one girl's question, and Here it is. And Jane, look. Okay, I think it's from, she didn't sign it. Okay? It's Angie Lou. Angie Lou will try it tonight, okay? She didn't put her city. Send your city. Angie Lou. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm here.
You're here. All right.
It's really funny, you know, sometimes I can tell so clearly that it's not me that's answering the question, because sometimes I'll go, I have kind of a disagreement with something here. And then they just come in and, oh, yeah, that's really clear. And then they give a really good answer, and I think, oh, I didn't see that coming, you know. Sometimes they don't even see the end of the sentence. What?
Terry, you know We rehearse this call for 3 hours.
Every day.
Right. we even rehearsed that line, okay? And it's good because Terry is knows how to giggle really well. All right. Let's call in the light and go for it. All right. I am ready.
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now until we have our sources present.
Yes, we are present. And this is Ron. We are a section of the Elohim and a section of the Ra group that have come together to be available to give assistance where needed, if we can, and if it's for the highest good, and to answer any questions that we are able to, that you may ask. Just generally be assistance where we can. If we ever say something that does not resonate with you and that does not apply to you, and just disregard it. Sometimes somebody will ask a question that is exactly the same wording as your question. However, one answer for one person may be a totally different answer to the same question for another person. Do you have a question?
I have a question. This is a question that sometimes people ask questions like this. Sometimes people ask questions that either use colloquial vocabulary or historical incidents in this realm. Are you able to tune into those questions?
Try me. Us.
Try us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is a question from wait a second. This is from Bonnie in Corona. I recently learned about an individual named Heron of Alexandria who allegedly used pneumatic air and hydraulic fluid technologies to engineer elaborate devices in the religious temples at that time to boost attendance, from statues that cried tears of blood to temple doors that dramatically opened by themselves. His creations were used to intimidate and entertain the masses. The term religious sexual slavery has come up several times recently as well, and I would like to know if I had life experience in the past relating to this. Thank you for this rarest of opportunities to connect with our unseen brothers and sisters. I love you all. Bonnie.
Thank you. We see that you have interest in the question. You have interest in the area. And so that is the first step towards seeing if you were involved in the area. When you are reading about it, supposed your knowledge extend a little bit beyond what is written there. Do you get the visions of what they're talking about in your mind? Is it easy for you to see the statue cry or to see the door open and hear the little squeak of the hydraulics opening the door and see Heron laughing in the background as people go, do your, within your own thoughts, can you picture all that and beyond? And where do your thoughts run? Do you see the people around? Do you hear their guests? Do you get anticipation with going toward the next session? Does it attract you? Does the mystery of it attract you to want to know how this is happening? If it is really a phenomena or if it is planned and put there? You have the knowledge within you of how far and how close you were at the time to this. There's a word, phenomena. Induced phenomena. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Angie Liu, and actually she sent me two questions, and I tried to answer them, but I wasn't the Elohim, so she was disappointed. So she asks, now, you know, these sound a little funny, okay? But it's probably something, some of you, she's asking for lots of people, okay? Because there's an aspect in this realm where we keep going through the same cycles. Doesn't seem like, it seems like it's two steps forward, three steps back. And in a certain phase of working things out, it seems almost impossible to get that pattern to shift. So she asks, she doesn't give her city, so I hope that's okay. Why am I a loser, and are things going to get better for me?
Your question contains the answer. You have assumed that you are a loser, and then evidence appears to make that seem like that is the truth. You are putting that thought form all over you, imbuing your aura, which has a certain frequency. And that frequency, a certain energy, is there. And when something is detrimental, you are taking it personally. If you don't take it personally, although it, in making it personal, you are personalizing it and owning it. If you simply looked at all of the elements of it, it is the environment, the surroundings, the other people, all are around you. It is the circumstance, sometimes the chosen circumstance, that leads to the failure. And there is a certain lack of responsibility by having the concept of being a loser. It is an excuse for failure. So that if failure occurs, there is a reason for it. We say to step outside of your energy of the loser. You can actually quantify that energy, the frequency of that energy, and then take a look at the frequency of someone that has won, the joy, the experience of winning, and see what the frequency of that is. To do an experiment, there are actual physical frequencies connected with the victimness of losing. And there are physical frequencies connected with the joy of winning and the happiness of being able to move around in a aura of winning, the happiness then bleeds out to others, and they want to make you win. If you are sitting in the energy of losing, the others around you look at you and say, the frequency here is of losing, and then they descend to that frequency. And so it seems like the environment affirms that what you are thinking is correct. It is, we don't have words for this, but we'll do the best we can. It's like a rubber band or a boomerang, where the energy is sent out and comes back. If you send out the energy, control the energy of success, of feeling of success, give yourself little wins, a little simple win during the day. It can be very simple, like doing an exercise for 5 times or doing a drawing and finishing it, like doing the dishes and seeing the clean counters. Give yourself a little win to get used to the feeling of what it is like when you allow yourself to win. Thank you.
Thank you. Great answer. Okay. Michelle Fuller from Candler, North Carolina. Now, Michelle, they usually don't make predictions. And her question is about the economy. And I'll just read it here. I wanted to know if the collective consciousness of America is focused on the topic of the economy staying intact. Will we have a dollar collapse? Will money be replaced by trade? How long does it look time-wise to expect any major change with all this? Thank you. Michelle Fuller.
Thank you. There are a lot of forces in play. And one person is predicting thinking this section will do really well in the market. And another person is predicting that this section will do really poorly in the market. An example would be gold. One person is predicting it will go way, way up to 10,000 an ounce. Another person is predicting it will go down to 250 an ounce. So they're directly opposite in what people are predicting. But what is the reality? When you get all of the factors together and you put them together like a woven blanket, how does it turn out? Is there a push and a pull? Is something that happens going to affect the market really severely? Some people are saying the market is going to crash. Other people are saying the market is going to go up. So you have all these different predictions, some of them directly in opposition to what other people are predicting. Now, on top of that, we're looking at the New York Stock Exchange, we're looking at trade, we're looking at the relation of the United States to the world, the economies of different countries, and how they intermesh with someone. The dollar is very, very strong compared to many foreign countries like New Zealand or like Canada. The dollar has been getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you have the forces of the Federal Reserve, and you have the forces of the government who are trying to jerry-rig it all together. So when it looks like the market's going to go down, and it probably should go down to balance things out, then they put more money into, without a lot of volume, to make sure that it goes up. So there's a lot of different factors here. Another factor is where you live. What are the individual people doing? Are there farms? Are they selling things? Is there a thriving business at the farmer's market? Are some people doing really, really good, and other people, their widgets aren't selling, and so they are closing down, or their restaurant doesn't have a lot of people because people don't have a lot of money right now, and so their restaurant is closing down or having trouble. So there's individual things, and it goes from the focus to very large to the very small to the individual, the man with his family that is working three jobs to provide a living for his family. And all of these factors move together to provide what is going on at the individual times. So if everything were left to its own devices without trying to manipulate the markets, then there would be a difference of outcome. Because the markets would then adjust, but the markets aren't allowed to adjust because they are manipulated to go up or go down or to stay where they are or go up slowly. So for the future, like future prediction, each individual has a little bit of a say about what is going to happen in their contribution, in their job, in their payment of the bills, of their collection of debt. And it has not been decided yet what is going to be the sum of the vectors of all of the factors moving against each other and with each other. it has not been decided what the outcome will be. We do see that there can be some big adjustments in the future in the areas that are trying at this time to adjust but aren't allowed to adjust. We say within your own neighborhood, your own community, take a look and see what is going on and make friends and see what is available, what are the resources available to you, what is available in the area of the food markets, of the farmers markets, who are the farmers in the area, is there some place, some way you can strengthen your own circumstances, your own storage of food, your own individual economic situation. Is there a way that you can strengthen it? And if each person strengthens their own situation, it will lead to a parallel, stronger, rising economy coming up from underneath in spite of all the manipulation of the high figures.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Jen in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have recently returned home after 2 months in Florida, caring for my mother who had surgery and subsequent rehab. This required great sacrifice of me to do this, as my relationship with my mother has been strained. I have tried to figure out why my mother does not like me. I have been hurt by my mom, and I'm wondering if this is my penalty for some karma in a past life. Who was I, and what did I do to her? Have I known her before, and if so, please help me understand why my relationship with her is so difficult. Thank you. Jen, Cincinnati.
Thank you. You're taking responsibility for both sides here. Your mother needs to take responsibility also. What has she done to you? And what has she had to give up in her life to provide you with your life? What has she done that she had to give up, that she resented giving up, that she didn't want to give up, that she didn't want to change, that because of your being there, she had to give up something? If you could get her talking, reminiscing about the past, not particularly trying to delve into it, but it is sitting there for her to talk about. If you could bring the subject, put some light on this subject about your early years, and, you know, that she may have had to give up something for you. You may get a flood of grief, a flood of tears. You may, if you can get her talking about this, and it may melt the relationship. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman. As far as a basic building block of the universe, What, if any, is the role of ether or consciousness? Thank you. Now, Donna, in that question, I'm not sure if you're saying ether is another word for consciousness. I'm not sure. Let me just do the definition of the word, okay? Because, you know, we talk about the field energy. We talk about things like that. And it seems like ether is like that, okay? Etheric energy, a lot of same words for the same, different words for the same phenomena, I believe. People were working on ether. I'm having trouble here with my computer. Can our sources deal with that without me looking it up?
We look at ether as being a different phenomenon than consciousness. You are thinking of the material in along the lines of ether. If you're looking at ethereal, it could be a related word, but not the same word as consciousness. Consciousness is awareness. And in order to be aware, there needs to be two of something. Because if there was nothing at all, there would be nothing to be aware of. And so when you begin to have particles, spinning vortexes, there begins to be a concentration of energy that is something, a phenomena that one can be aware of. But ether is a... We think of it as a gas. Give us a moment. Could you repeat the core question?
Yeah. As far as a basic building block of the universe, what, if any, is the role of ether or consciousness?
Thank you. It is a good question because all are aware. So there is, it's beyond consciousness. It's the ultimate awareness, the potential for awareness, if there was something to be aware of, that is imbued in all things, in the rocks, in the trees, in the insects, in the animals, in the molecules of the body. It all is a focusing of an energy, and that energy has its focusing on awareness. And so the rocks, the trees, the storms have a consciousness which makes it available for the Indians to do some rain dances and to make it rain. That makes it possible for one to communicate with a storm and send it love and to see it dissolve. The winds to die down. It can be a way to communicate with different forms of life force. the awareness focuses within a density and it is focused perhaps by a spinning vortex, say a tornado. It gives the tornado a consciousness, an awareness that is focused into a consciousness. And with tornadoes, they're often very, very angry. And it gives you a handle on how to deal with some of these storms simply by communication with the storm from your own consciousness to the consciousness of the storm without making the storm wrong, but just loving the storm and seeing what it is there. What is the storm? Very angry. And just mutually looking at the storm so one does not bring it in a fit of anger upon one's house. We give a little bit of a taste of an answer there. Lynn?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just seeing if there's other questions that came in. Just a moment. Okay, this is another one of those historical questions. Okay. This is from Prudence, and I don't have her city. We'll try it. The story goes like this. Samuel took place of his son, Francis Albert. Samuel mustered in at Philadelphia as that paid more, and he died in the Battle of Gettysburg. I have looked high and low, hired archivists in Washington to no avail. There is no record of him, which is most unusual for military things, unless the records were burned or he ran off with some babe. I'm trying to find out what really happened. The man seems like a great guy, taking his son's place and all, and dying on some battlefield. I hate to leave him dead somewhere. I would like to add his story to the family tree. I think he's a hero. Don't worry if he did run off with another woman, all are deceased, that would have any knowledge or kinship. Question. Did Samuel Albert muster in at Philadelphia? Was he in the Union Army? Did he die in uniform? If so, was it Gettysburg or somewhere else? Where? Any name or battle? What name did he go by? Could be Francis, but I had no hits on both names. Has he ever reincarnated? Okay. Now, you know, we're violating all the rules to ask this question, at least Carla Rucker rules, because when you ask a question that doesn't have the same answer 10,000 years from now as it does now, it's, you know, it's just a, what do you call it? A transitory truth, so to speak. You can attract negative sources, and you can attract Terry wanting to please. See, that's it. If she wants to please, in some level of her consciousness, that component a source that would not be of the highest level. So do we have our sources of the highest level present?
Thank you. You do. And can you read the first part of that question one more time?
Okay.
Slowly.
The story goes like this. Samuel took place of the sun, Francis.
Samuel what?
Samuel took the place of the sun.
Samuel Francis. Took the place of the sun?
Yes, I think she's saying that he went to the Battle of Gettysburg in place of his son, and he died there, okay? And she's looking for history to find out some record of him, which is most unusual, okay? She's trying to find out what really happened. He seems like a great guy taking his son's place and dying on some battlefield. And she'd like to add his story to the family tree. Okay. And if he ran off with another woman, all are deceased, and that would have any knowledge or kinship. You know, the one thing she's not saying is where she got that story from. It's a very specific story. And it's some relative of hers, right? But she doesn't say where she got the story. So who knows if the story has any kind of validity to it. So, okay, I'll hand it over to our sources.
Thank you. And his name is Samuel Allen? Is that right?
Samuel Albert.
Samuel Albert. Give us a moment. As we look in back history, we hear the music of the drums as the soldiers are marching to the drumbeat. And we just see Samuel Albert slipping into the line. And his heart beating fast as he falls in step and hoping that no one recognizes that he is the wrong person there. And he is feeling the joy of the marching and feeling he is taking the place of his son, and he hopes, there's hope that he is not caught and sent home. He figures that his life may be almost over and his son's life is just beginning and his family line will continue better if he takes the place of his son. We hear the bugles blowing as they start out to battle and then we see a terrible confusion. And he dies, and he feels that he has done a good deed for the... He is buried in an unmarked grave, and no one knew even that he was there. But he knew, and he feels he did a service for his family to come. Thank you.
And did he reincarnate?
Give us a moment. We did not see that we do not see into his future. It was such a great deed. He felt that he did, and he died, and he has been watching over his family as a spirit, as it reincarnates, as he is a spirit guide for the family, and that is part of the reason for your question.
Thank you. Okay, that was a really interesting answer. Thank you. And we're going to end the call for tonight. Do you have any closing comments?
Thank you. We are working with Samuel right now, so we continue in that vein.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And if we're lucky, Heise is going to play us another rendition of Amazing Grace. And
that's for Sundays, man.
That's only for Sundays? Okay. All right. All right. We better watch it, or we're going to have some other religion picketing us. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to end the call. Why don't you unmute everybody, Heist? Thank you for being such a gracious greeter.